Okay, our friends. So today I have a question for you. Do you like to sit still? Are you good at it? Is it one of your favorite things to do? Well, if it is, this might be the story for you. And if it isn't, this also might be the story for you. Today's story is called A Stone Sat Still. This story was written by Brendan Wenzel, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
the two of us bringing it in. You ready? Let's do it. A stone sat still with the water, grass, and dirt, and it was as it was, where it was in the world. And we can see it. It looks like maybe it's on the shore of something, right? Because there's water. And the stone was dark. And it looks like the stone's not alone either, because there's a little chipmunk on top of it, chomping on a nut or a seed. And the stone was bright. Now, why is it both dark and bright? Can you tell me what the difference is? In one picture, it's in a shadow, right?
Oh,
And in the other picture,
the moon is shining right on it.
the moon is shining down right on top of it.
Did you know that the moon actually isn't shining, like the moon isn't shining on something, on anything. The sun shines on the moon, and then the moon shines on stuff.
It reflects the light of the sun?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah?
Moon's basically the sun.
It's like a mirror, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the stone was loud. And the stone was quiet. And when it's being loud, in the picture, we can see a seagull has cracked a shell against it. And it probably sounds crack, like that, right? And in the next picture, a sleeping little snake is snoozing on the rock. And it sat where it sat with the water, grass, and dirt. And it was as it was, where it was in the world. And the stone was rough. And we can see it definitely looks jagged, right? And the stone was smooth. Now, has it changed at all? No, but when you compare it to a porcupine, who is quite a bit more pokey than this stone, it does look smoother, doesn't it?
Well, how is it pokey?
Well, if you're really, really small, right, like the size of a slug, then even though the stone does have a relatively smooth texture, to something that small, it would be very uneven. And the stone was green, red, purple, and blue. How can it be all those different colors? Can you explain?
Oh, it's green because it has a bunch of green leaves on it. It's red because it has a bunch of red leaves on it. It's purple because because of the moonlight on it. And it's blue because of the snow and it has ice all over it.
Right. The seasons. Yeah, the seasons are changing what the stone looks like, right? And the stone was a pebble. Well, when you compare it to a caribou, I suppose it might be. And the stone was a hill. And I suppose if you compare it to a tiny little beetle, it might be. And the stone was a feel, and the stone was a smell, because the raccoons are feeling it with their little fingers, and the fox is smelling it with his nose. And it sat where it sat, with the water, grass, and dirt, and it was as it was, where it was in the world. And the stone was the wild, with spiders climbing on it, right? Mm-hmm. And the stone was a home, with some tiny little furry critters living underneath it. And the stone was a kitchen, because the otters have climbed up on it to eat their fish. And the stone was a throne, because sitting proudly upon it, maybe a bobcat, do you think?
Lynx.
Mm. And the stone was a marker, and a map, and a maze. And when we say marker, it kind of is guiding these Canadian geese on their way, right? They can look down and say, ah, yep, we know where we are. And when we say it's a map, we can see the trails that the ants have left for them to climb through, right? And when we say that it's a maze, why, there's a slug that has left a trail, huh? Or I guess it's a snail up there who's left a trail of slime to try to maneuver through. A danger, a haven, a story, a stage. And in these pictures, oh, my friends, what a wonderful, marvelous thing.
What's a haven?
A rock can be. A haven is a place to hide where you are safe from a danger. So in this picture, we can see that there is a...
A danger can mm-hmm. be a haven.
A haven can be a place to hide from the danger. We can see there's a cute little bunny rabbit hiding.
Like a danger.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this danger is a haven.
Yes. We can see that the fox has peeked through the leaves trying to find this bunny rabbit who is hiding next to the rock, very protected. And the stone was a blink. And the stone was an age. Now, in the blink of an eye, wind gust has gone by. But if you are a snail crossing this thing, it would take you a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And the stone was an island. And the stone was a wave. Because sometimes when the tide comes up, the stone is covered in water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the stone was a memory. Because the water did come up and cover the stone altogether. And the stone was always, there it is, under the water. Have you ever known such a place? Where the water, grass, and dirt, a stone sits still. In the world? I've known places like that, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that is?
The end.
The end. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Oh, hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.